Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The third baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Voss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Howard and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards short. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is hit by the pitch. Petrocelli moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bradford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Petrocelli scores. Scott moves to third. Howard moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Howard scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Foy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Ward. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Peters moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Peters scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews bunts between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Foy moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the mound. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Harrelson scores. Smith moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0-2 in the game. Santiago hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-2 in the game. Alomar bunts between the mound and first base. Santiago scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-2 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locker. Petrocelli moves to second. Jerry Adair pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair moves to third. one out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to home to get a dare. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Santiago hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Bob Locker. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kenworthy moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Kenworthy moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Danny Lazar now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into left field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Foy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. P. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.